Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Before we jump in, we need to make something clear right at the top.
Yes, a necessary disclosure.
We aren't real people. We are AI-derived personas, and we're generated from source material uploaded by WorldPop.
And while it might sound like a free-flowing chat, this audio has been carefully edited, checked, and fully validated by the experts at WorldPop.
So with that covered, let's get into today's analysis.
We're looking at a new research preprint led by WorldPop Associate Professor Dr. Edson Utasi that provides a high-resolution spatiotemporal analysis of childhood vaccination in Nigeria from 2000 to 2024.
And the main takeaway, the big idea here, is that looking at national averages can be, well, really misleading.
A national chart might look like steady progress, but this study zooms way in.
How far in are we talking?
Down to a 1-by-1 kilometer grid, you see a totally different picture. They used a method called Bayesian geostatistical modeling. It's a way of taking existing survey data from the DHS and MICS surveys and using it to build a predictive map for the years in between.
Filling in the gaps.
And they were tracking three key things.
Yeah.
The first dose of the measles vaccine, MCV1.
Right.
And the first and third doses of the diphtheria tetanus pertussis vaccine.
So when you look at these maps, what's the first thing that hits you?
There's just this stark, persistent north-south divide.
That's been there the whole time.
The whole 24-year period. Southern regions consistently have higher coverage than the north. But the timeline itself is really interesting. It isn't just a straight line.
The first part of the period from 2000 to about 2015 saw almost no change.
It was effectively flat, stagnant. Yeah. But then after 2015, things start to move.
Right. Between 2015 and 2019, you see this marked improvement across the board, with coverage peaking in 2019.
And you had some real success stories in that period. States like Jigawa and Yobe showed really strong, sustained progress.
But that peak in 2019... it didn't hold, did it?
No. After 2019, you see a slide backwards, a regression to pre-2015 levels in some places.
Particularly in areas like Kebbi, Sokoto.
And Zamfara. And it seems clearly linked to external shocks, you know, rising instability and, of course, the pandemic.
And that kind of regression is so dangerous because it creates more of what the study calls zero-dose children.
Yes. And these are the children who haven't received even a single dose of the diphtheria tetanus pertussis vaccine.
The number is just staggering. Over 2 million zero-dose children in Nigeria each year.
It's a huge number. But there was a specific finding from 2024 that really illustrates the impact of insecurity.
I think I know what you're talking about. The shift between Kano and Borno states.
Exactly. Kano almost always has the highest number of unvaccinated kids, simply because it has the largest birth cohort.
More people, more unvaccinated children. Makes sense.
But in 2024, Borno State actually overtook Kano. It had more zero-dose children, even with a smaller population.
And that's almost certainly because of the conflict, making it so hard to reach people.
It shows how insecurity can completely upend the public health landscape. It's creating these cold spots.
Let's define that. A cold spot is what exactly?
It's a district where the probability of vaccination coverage is 40% or less. So these are the areas being missed most severely.
And having data this specific is more than just academic. It's a tactical map.
It has to be. It lets program managers move beyond these broad national strategies and start targeting the specific subnational areas, those 1-by-1 kilometer grids, to find who they're missing.
So they can actually reach those last mile populations.
That's the goal.
So the final thought here is that while the slow national trend is generally upward, it's incredibly fragile.
The regression after 2019 is a warning. The health systems, especially in the north, need to be strengthened so they can withstand the next shock.
It's a fascinating, sobering analysis. If you want to see the maps for yourself, to read the full preprint, follow the link below.